Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
The cafe is open daily from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. and for dinner Thursday to Sunday from 5.
For all those Batchy fans out there, spoiler alert, we're about to announce the lucky lady who won Lockie's heart last night in 10's Bachelor finale. It was down to frontrunner Bella and the grounded Irina. So who did he choose? Well, he sobbed for about 7 minutes before getting these words out to Bella.
I'm so sorry.
I just don't get it. Yesterday you told me you were in love with me.
I am in love with
you. Well, why not follow through with a relationship then? You can't turn this around on me.
I'm not turning it around on you.
Oh my God. Can I leave?
I'm so sorry.
Yep, shocked the nation. He chose Irina.
I know you're going to make beautiful girlfriend, wife, mother, everything. You're the whole package. When I think about our future together, I'm like so excited and like I can't wait to just travel the world and like make all your dreams come true.
And
Irina, I'm so in love with you.
There it is.
And that closes the chapter on their love story and a new one begins because applications are now open for The Bachelor 2021.
Former One Directioner Zayn Malik has confirmed that his partner, model Gigi Hadid, has given birth to a baby girl. The singer tweeted a black and white photo of his new daughter gripping his tattooed hand saying, "Our baby girl is here, healthy and beautiful. The love I feel for this tiny human is beyond my understanding."
That's a bit cute. Now, Evel Knievel's estate is suing Disney Pixar over the use of their character Duke Kaboom in Toy Story 4. The estate is saying that the big movie company stole the man's likeness, i.e. Evel Knievel, and is a blatant rip-off of Knievel.
It's a commercial. It's not real. I can't jump that far.
Oh, yeah. Huh, yes. Huh?
Yeah. He's posing.
Kaboom.
So Duke Kaboom was a faulty stunt toy who finally made the big jump and saved Woody and his pals and was voiced by Keanu Reeves. You just can't sue Keanu Reeves.
If you are looking forward to seeing Marvel's Black Widow, well, get ready for disappointment as the Disney movie has been delayed yet again, this time until May 2021. So has Spielberg's remake of West Side Story, which was set to open this December and has now been pushed back to December 2021.
And we have our first look at one of the most anticipated series of the year from the producers of the massively successful supernatural thriller The Haunting of Hill House. They now welcome you to a new home with The Haunting of Bly Manor, which hits Netflix October 9.
It's going to sound strange, but I'm having somebody else's dream.
What dreams?
The dead.
I've seen things. The people here. They're born here. They die here.
To Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.